Why are they stumbling? Why are they tripping over this word? Because they refuse to believe it. When you refuse to believe that Jesus is the Savior, you refuse to believe that Jesus is the healer, you refuse to believe that Jesus, God, Jesus, filled you with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking with other tongues. When you refuse to believe that the Spirit of God comes on one as he chooses to prophesy, to speak unto men, to edification, exhortation, and comfort. When you refuse to believe the working of the Holy Spirit and his gifts, it's called you to stumble because that's the word. When you refuse to believe that men ought to always to pray and not to faint, and you go on your way and do your own thing, that's what they did. They stumbled over the word. Hallelujah. But here's what happened to you. And when you do, the Bible said they were destined to do. It was destined to happen to them what they did. You're destined to fail when you ignore the word of God. You're destined to fail when you fail to walk in love. You're destined. There's no way around it. It might look like you're getting somewhere at first. It might look like you're making some headway. But when you ignore the word, you're destined to headed for a fall. But look at this verse here, 9. But you are God's chosen treasure. Woo, glory to God. I said, you're God's chosen treasure. Priests who are kings. I'm going to say that again. Priests who are kings. A spiritual nation. Hallelujah. Set apart. God devoted ones. He called you out of darkness. What did he do? He called you out of darkness to experience his marvelous light. Now you see that healing is right. Now you see that being baptized in the Holy Ghost is right. Now you see that walking in love is right. Now you see that walking by faith is right. Now you see that walking in divine health is right. Now you see that prospering, being successful is right. Now you see that living a life full of faith is right. Now you see all these things because you've been called out of darkness into the marvelous light. You see, lifting your hands and blessing the Lord is right. As you see, open your mouth and saying, praise the Lord, thank you, Jesus, is right. You see, yielding to the Spirit and dancing in the Spirit is right. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Then you become a sanctuary, a dwelling place where God's power, God's presence, God's provision, God's direction, God's strength, God's goodness, God's kindness, and all that he has done for you in this new birth. Hallelujah. That you could join the family of God and become a child of the living God and have all the good things of life. Although the world is in turmoil, trying to figure out how am I going to make it and what am I going to do, and you're having a party and you're feasting every day of your life while others are crying, but you got the good news to stop the crying. And you go forth and tell them, I got the answer to all of your trouble. I have the answer that will stop you from crying. Turn your midnight into day. Turn your sorrow into joy. Hello, somebody. Hallelujah. You become a spiritual sanctuary, a holy nation, a devoted people that set apart for God. Hallelujah. That you carry God's anointing. You carry God's DNA. You carry God's healing power. You carry God's light. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Why? Because the chains of darkness have been broken and the power of darkness no longer holds you. You have experienced a light that shines so bright that darkness dare to come near, because light shines so bright that you see clearly who you are by revelation knowledge, and you claim, and God had claimed you for his very own. Hallelujah. And you are to go forth and broadcast this good news to a dying world. Hallelujah. That's why they were singing, Spirit break out. Spirit break out. Hallelujah. Because God want to break out in his vessels. He want to break out in the midst of his saints. He want to break out with the power that he is. He want to show the world that you are. He is. He is your everything. And that men and women, boys and girls, can be delivered from the horror of sin and darkness and the thing that confine them and the thing that bind them and the thing that control them. For they can't rest at night. We've seen it and you've seen it. Men and women, boys and girls, caught up in addiction, controlled by evil spirit, bummed out on drugs, bummed out on stuff, and they don't know where the head is from the feet. Hallelujah. But you and me who have the life of God, we're in charge, and the drug don't rule us. Hallelujah. Our body don't rule us. Hallelujah. Our mind don't rule us. But Holy Ghost live in our spirit. He lead us. And we take charge of the situation that's going on around us. And we won't allow this stuff to overcome us. And we take this good news and turn lives around. Set the captive free. Open the blind eyes. Call those that are deaf to hear again. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I come to tell you, we are Zion, the dwelling place of God. We are power packed. We are dynamic in our working in the Holy Ghost and power of God. Hallelujah. And God is ready for the church to explode in this earth. We've been crying and wondering, upset and disturbed about what's going on and what the government gonna do. I come to tell you, I bring some good news to you from heaven above. The kingdom of God has come to us, and we now have become a child of the living God. Who do you think gonna stop this mighty moving force, the power of Almighty God? Who do you think can stop this God on the inside of us? Who do you think that's big enough? Who do you think that's strong enough? I come to tell you, it's time to break out. It's time to rise up. Hallelujah. This tried stone. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. He's the healer. He's the burden bearer. He's a way maker. He's everything. So we say, Spirit, break out.